Welcome, everybody. This is Levi 2 King, and my co-host for this segment is Ara.
Ara.
Ara who?
Ara. What my name is?
Your name is Ara.
Is Ara.
Lady Tamil.
That's it.
Curtis. That's Ara. It. And we are here with the Gateway Area B-Fact Media Youth Camp. This one and final time, y'all get to make some noise in the background. Give me make some noise.
Oh, come on. Y'all can make
come
a little
on,
more
make a little bit more noise than that. Media Youth Camp. This is our summer thing where we teach the youth in the church, even in the community. Everybody here is not from the church. We teach them about, you know, anything concerning media, cameras. What else, y'all? Give me something.
Lights.
Music beats. You said
commercials.
Oh, commercials. We've done newsletters, presentation, writing, filming, directing. They have they haven't just gotten their feet wet. They have been soaked. And immersed and emerged and all of those kind of words in this thing. So anyway, for this first segment, I want you to introduce yourself starting right here.
Daylon
what?
Williams.
Talk in the mic, Daylon. You got to sit up.
Daylon Williams.
Can't lean down.
Daylon Williams.
Okay. Then who's next?
Lathan King.
China Thomas.
Gabriel Moore.
Angelique Phillips.
Got to talk in the mic one more time.
Angelique Phillips.
Yeah, bring your mic down to you.
Darion Hubert.
Oh, good. And so our discussion for this particular segment is what?
Gospel music.
What about it?
So what's what made you all pick this topic, Angelique, of gospel music?
Angelique, talk in the mic. Yeah, okay. Who can help her?
Answer me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we chose gospel music because there's a lot of different types of gospel music. People choose their own styles of it and a lot of different types of it.
Okay, so what would be one of your particular favorite genres of music in gospel? You like traditional, contemporary, choir music?
Choir music, basically.
Okay, we got a choir person up here.
You're a young dude listening to choir music. What else? Anybody else? What else does anybody else like? Name some of your favorite gospel artists.
Toby Mac.
Straight up.
He all the way legit.
Who else?
Kiki Sheard.
Who was that talking?
Marvin Sapp.
Who was that? Daylon, straight up. Name one of his songs, Daylon. That's what I thought. Who else? Watch that camera over there. Who else? Come on, China, who do you like? Tell on your mom right quick. Who does she listen to in the car?
Amber Bullock.
Boo. Who else? Angelique. In the mic, Angelique.
Kirk Franklin.
Okay. So, I mean, tell me what you like about them. Tell me what you like about the particular artist that you named. Gabriel.
Well, I like Kiki Sheard because she's not really the traditional type of person. She does things basically her own way and how she views gospel.
Okay. Anybody else? What about Keon? Ah, you in the booth, man. We missed you. We have Keon. Come on, Keon. Introduce yourself.
Keon Johnson.
So Kenyon or Keon?
What it is that you like about gospel music?
Who do you like?
Kirk Franklin.
You like Kirk Franklin. Why do you like Kirk Franklin?
Because he talks about what he does.
Okay.
That's a good thing. He talks about what he does. He's a living testimony of his music.
All right. Well, that's group one. Really not talking about anything, for real. We're going to make room for group two to get ready to come up here. And your topic is going to be what, group two? Say it a little louder. Sports, okay.
Sports.
We'll be back after this message with Lady Tamil and Janisha Grinston on the mic.
Tuning church is a good learning environment. It's fun and exciting. You learn a lot.
Children's church starts every first, third, fifth Sunday, right after the choir.
Come to 85 Water Street in Cahokia, Illinois, 66206 Gateway Area Bible Fellowship Church. Sit back and enjoy the service. If you can't come to our regular service, visit our website, www.gatewayareabtech.com.
We love Children's Church, and we know you will, too.
Hi, this is Andrew Phillips, and I love Gateway Area BFAC Media Youth Camp.
And we are back. Did Janice and Kristen come to the mic?
I'm here. Is my mic muted?
Where? There you are.
Okay.
There you are. I need to go to Media Youth Camp because I'm messing up, fixing and touching all these mics and all that. We have a mother just walked in. She's early to come get her son, and his group hadn't even been on the mic yet.
Don't mind me. I didn't come to get him.
Okay. So we got group two. Group two, introduce yourselves.
I'm Andrew Phillips.
In the mic.
I'm Andrew Phillips.
Next.
I'm Kelton Tolliver.
I'm Kayla Williams.
I'm Marshae King.
I'm Kaviana Ross.
Levi Irving.
I'm Melvin Brock.
Melvin Brock. That's Mervin. We got Mervin on the mic. And tell me what are you all talking about today?
Sports, right, y'all?
What about sports?
Come Who's on, better between Kobe and LeBron?
Oh, that's easy.
And right.
Rising stars.
That's
rising
easy.
Stars.
And rising stars. Okay, so here's the famous hard question for 2011-2012 NBA basketball year season. Who is better, Kobe or LeBron? And the answer is
Kobe.
LeBron.
I don't know.
LeBron James.
Okay, so who's all for LeBron at group two?
Kelton Tolliver.
Kelton and Kay. What about you, Kayla?
All number.
I'm for Kobe.
Kobe. So tell me, Kayla, why you're for Kobe. Why do you think Kobe is better than LeBron?
I don't know. I just like Kobe.
You just like him?
Yes.
Is he cuter than LeBron?
No.
That's not what LeBron is cuter than Kobe?
No, none of them's cute.
Okay, Kelton, who are you for?
For LeBron.
And you like LeBron better than Kobe because?
In the last 2 years that Kobe was not in the NBA Finals, LeBron was.
Okay, so, but did LeBron go there on his own?
Like
no,
Kobe
he had a team.
Kobe
didn't go on his own, you know, his own either. He had
you
Paul
crazy.
Gasol.
You
Shaquille
crazy. Kobe
O'Neal.
Did everything on his own.
Right. That, I mean, you can't say that LeBron is better only because he made it to the finals.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying LeBron's better because he's younger, he's faster, he's taller, he's bigger, he's stronger. That's all I need.
No, what you need are his stats.
Yes,
and
sir.
What you need is to know how to answer that question because that's exactly what you said. Because he went to the finals and Kobe did.
That's exactly what you said. Somebody else. Who else is a Kobe fan?
Nets.
Me.
We're knocking
me.
So come on, Drew. Tell me why. Get it. Y'all getting this conversation now.
Because he has 5 rings and better stats.
Oh, that's all we need. 5 rings. LeBron just got one and needed D-Wade.
Ain't even been a week since that boy had a ring.
A week, and you want to say he's how can he even be in the conversation?
He not. Okay. Let's talk. Let's another next topic.
Right. How can he be in the conversation? Who's better, Dwight Howard or Shaq?
Shaq.
Why?
Because Shaq is just better. I mean, but LeBron, you can credit to.
Right now.
Who's better? Who's better, Derrick Rose or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. That's different. They don't even play the same. They're not even playing together anymore.
Derrick Rose. Would. It's not different. They both play the game, though. Derrick Rose or Kobe?
Kobe.
How many rings does Derrick Rose have?
None.
How many MVPs does he have?
One.
Okay. All right. How many times has he been to the finals?
None. Never.
Okay. But Derrick Rose is better. Who raised their hand and said Derrick Rose is better?
Of course.
Okay. So tell me, but line it up. Break it down and tell me why you think Kobe is better. Melvin, you like Kobe? You're a LeBron man? Okay. So I'm not going to let you speak right now. Shaky, tell me why you like Kobe better.
Kirk Franklin, I ain't even choose the topic.
You said Kirk Franklin?
Is
what she said?
Kirk Franklin.
Are you with me? We talking about NBA.
She said quite frankly.
She talking about Stump.
Kirk Franklin, I didn't choose the topic.
Oh, you didn't choose the topic. Kayla, tell me why.
I don't really know?
No.
Okay.
He's an all-around better player.
So, who is he?
Kobe.
Kobe is all around a better
and
player.
All around.
Now, don't get it twisted. LeBron, I'm not taking anything from LeBron. I like LeBron.
He can play, but you can't put him up against Kobe.
And then it's always hard. It's always hard to pit two people against each other who play two different positions.
Exactly.
But all yes, around, it is. Kobe's...
Kobe's role on the team is different from LeBron's.
Yeah.
LeBron's role is totally different from Kobe's.
But who are the rising stars, y'all?
Yeah, who are the rising stars
you're talking about? Kevin
Durant. Besides me.
That was just
Kevin Westbrook.
Kevin, that's it? Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant. Who else is a rising star?
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
I think Westbrook.
I can't stand Russell Westbrook.
I like Westbrook.
Yeah, he don't pass. Thank you, Kelton. Now we agree on something. Who else is a rising star? Mervin. In the mic.
I don't know.
You Rajon don't know. Rondo.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo is definitely, yes, he is.
John Wall.
Kyrie Irving.
John Wall, maybe his rookie year, but what did he do this past season? You never heard anything. Blake Griffin, okay.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. Chris Paul is already a... No, he's not a rising star. He's there. Chris Paul will go down as one of the best point guards to ever play the game. He will. And he doesn't have a ring. And neither did... How many rings did Isaiah Thomas have? He had one, maybe?
Two.
Two? Okay. Yes, sir. Stop flipping on that thing back there, Dior. Dior just had to get himself on this show. Anyway, that's group two. We're going to make room for group three right after these messages.
Are you in need of help?
Yeah.
Do you constantly go hungry day through day?
Yeah.
Well, since you are there, it's a beans and cornbread ministry at Gateway Area BFAC, located at 85 Water Street. It is every first Monday every month. It is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, if there's a lack of food in your home, there's a pantry giveaway, also in which you can talk to Sister Jenny McDougal. For further information, our email address is gatewayareabfac1@yahoo.com.
Thanks. We'll be there.
Are you a child that likes to sing? Is singing your passion?
My name is Nehemiah, and I love Gateway Area Bible Fellowship Media Youth Camp.
And we are back with group three. Group three, group three, group three, sitting at the table. We got newcomer to the Media Youth Camp. I'm going to start off with the newcomer. Brandon is a newcomer, too, but, you know, Brandon is family. But we got a newcomer to the group. Old Keith. Keith, what's your last name?
Johnson.
Keith Johnson. Eraser. I call him Eraserhead. You had to see a picture of him to know why. Keith, Darius also. Darius will be up in the next group. But we got newcomer also, Brandon. What's your last name, Brandon Jackson?
Yeah.
Brandon Jackson. We got BJ. BJ what? What's your real name?
Brian Williams.
Brian Williams. Are you named after your daddy? Boy, I didn't know that. Good, good. Okay, we got Ray Charles, Mrs. Ray Charles in here. What's your name? Introduce yourself with the shades on.
Lauren Irving.
Lauren Irving. Georgia. Okay. Who else is in here?
Your daughter. Your daughter.
And Lauren. Come on, introduce yourself.
Lauren King.
Lauren, she said King. So we have two Laurens in this group. Okay, so what is this? What is the topic for this particular group? And my co-host, the beautiful, the lovely, Janisha Grinstead.
Hello, people.
What is the topic for this group?
Fashion.
Fashion. What about it? Talk to me. Talk to me, Brandon. Let's kick it off with Brandon, because Brandon was one of the ones who really wanted to talk about fashion. So I think you should kick this off.
Well, I wasn't really the ones, but okay.
Stop bumping the table, fellas.
Well, we wanted to talk about how back in the day in the 90s, in the 80s, how fashion is similar to today's fashion.
Okay. Why do you say it's similar? And you say back in the day. When you say back in the day, like when? The 1930s?
80s.
The 1980s. Okay. Lauren, why do you think it's similar?
Well, mainly because they have like the hair dyes and the name brand clothes.
Just like Keith Johnson here. Hair dye. Okay. Come on. Chime in. Y'all talk. This is a conversation between you all. Come on. Let me hear you.
The clothes, the shoes, the snapbacks, the hats.
What is a snapback?
Snapback is like a hat with like the little button straps on the back of the hat.
Oh, yeah. So then when like the starter caps came in style, which was all the way around, that kind of pushed them out of style. You used to get laughed at if you had the snapbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now the snapbacks are back.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else? What else is the main thing that gets on my nerves? Them little sweet looking skinny jean things.
Skinny jean things.
Are those still in style?
Yes.
A little bit. When did they come back in style? And when they came in style, who was the first person you remember wearing them that made you say, "I want some of those little tight jeans"?
New boys.
Who was the new boys?
King and Jerk.
Okay. I mean, they just look good or what?
I guess.
So now all of a sudden, y'all don't like them?
No.
No, I mean, I talking really to Mike. Warm. I wore them one time.
Stop shaking your mic, Key.
I ain't got no skinny jeans. You bumping the tape. Tall section, bird.
I got some Levi's. They skinny, but I ain't getting real skinny.
Okay. So anybody else? Tell me what else? What else is
the hairstyle.
Sagging.
Hairstyle. What, sagging is a style?
No.
That's what they do.
Sagging looks retarded, first of all, but it's a style. Okay. All right. Hairstyles. What about hairstyles? What hairstyles are coming back? I'm noticing all these parts in the head coming back.
The box.
What is a juice? I've been hearing that. What is that? I'm talking to group three. Group three.
Where you get one part of your head, like, cut
down. Yeah, it's basically like you got a swerve.
Talking to Mike.
Like a swerve.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, group three has a whole lot to say. Not.
Well, a lot of women are going natural again.
I wonder why that is. Is it a style thing, or does it have to do, Lauren, with... Is there any of the girls in your house going natural?
No.
Nobody is. So, out of your friends at school, anybody going natural?
Yes.
Why? What's the reason?
I don't know. I guess because it's summer, having weave in your hair is hot.
But I noticed in the wintertime, people were going natural. Yeah. You never asked your friends why they decided to go natural?
No, sir.
Okay. I went natural in the winter. Yeah. Uh-oh. They finna get in trouble. So, about what else is coming back? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Hey, we're over here. Hey, group three, right? Yeah. What else is coming back? What made y'all want to talk about fashion?
It was their idea.
Who was they?
Me neither.
Randon and Kayla. I mean...
Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren.
Y'all is butchering this.
Yeah,
y'all are butchering this. So let's see. We talked about hats. What kind of styles are coming back, y'all think?
Levi's,
y'all think right. Levi's ever went anywhere?
Right, Levi's never went nowhere.
Do y'all wear skinny jeans, fellas?
No.
Did y'all ever wear skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Never.
Once.
A lot of y'all friends did, though?
Yeah.
How y'all think? What y'all think about it?
I think it look fruity.
Fruity.
It just depends on
it's how
the
they
person's
wear,
body
they sag
shape.
With skinny jeans.
If you fat and try to wear some skinny jeans,
I agree. So Lauren, what kind of, I don't know, trends or styles, Lauren King, do you notice at your school?
No.
Like, what do people wear, Lauren, at your school? What do people like to wear all the time?
Well, some boys like to wear skinny jeans.
Boo. And what else?
It's like these tight gym shorts.
They trying to bring the NBA 80s back. Little tight basketball shorts. Okay, that's group three. They were talking about fashion and...
No, they weren't.
And right. Me and Nisha were talking about fashion and everything else that's going on in the world of fashion and all that. We'll be back with group four, our final group, after these messages.
My name is Nehemiah, and I love Gateway Area Bible Fellowship Media Youth Camp.
Tune Church is...
Are you a child that likes to sing? Is singing your passion?
Come to Children's Choir with her sweat, 85 Water Street, Cahokia, Illinois, 62206, Saturdays from 11 o'clock to 11:30.
Our Children's Choir sings every third Sunday at Gateway Area Bible Fellowship Apostolic Church under the leadership and direction of Sister Retina Pritchard.
For more information, visit our website at gatewayareabfac.com.
Hope to see you at the next rehearsal.
We are back. We're back with group four. Group four, please, please, please introduce yourselves and make sure you don't bump the table. I'm hearing the mics and all of that stuff rattling around. Get your mic settled real quick. Everybody settled in? Everybody settled in? All right. Introduce yourself starting right, Chanda, right there.
Kiara Williams.
Speak up, Kiara Williams, one more time.
Kiara Williams.
Kiara Williams. Everybody speak in the mic, directly in the mic.
Darius Douglas.
That was me hitting the thing. I ain't gonna blame it on Darius. Darius Douglas. All right, next.
Samantha Baldwin.
Samantha Baldwin. That's my little cousin. Next.
Dior Moore.
Dior Moore.
Joseph King.
Joseph King. What color is your mic, Joseph?
Blue.
Joseph King on the blue mic.
Landon King.
Landon King.
Honesty Phillips.
Honesty Phillips. And who's in the booth?
Zion Woody.
Who is that?
Zion Woody.
He said Zion. We have Zion Woody in the booth. And your topic for your particular segment is?
Sports.
Again?
Yeah.
But it's about what we like to play.
Okay. Yeah. So, kick it off, Landon, since you're talking.
My favorite sports are basketball, baseball, and football. And I think sports are really important to everybody, but they should be. So that everybody can be in shape and be fit. And that's all for me.
Okay, anybody else?
When I got back, I decided to, they asked me, you know, what kind of sports, if I played any. I played softball for a while.
Uh-huh.
So, I just really like softball. Like, I used to have a thing for basketball, but softball just seems to fit me better.
So, I mean, how did you pick up, you know, most people don't figure out that they like softball. What is it that caused you, Kiara, to figure out that you like softball?
I don't know. It's like, just being like introduced to it and exposed to it for a while, because they always did it, you know, either during recess or gym or something. It's been starting since elementary school, so I finally went to a camp before my senior year during the summer, and you know, they said I was good, and I enjoy playing it more than I enjoyed any other sport that I tried out. So,
what about you, Darius?
I'm an all around player. I play every sport, for real.
But play soccer?
Yeah, I play that too.
For real? And I'm being funny, okay.
But my favorite sports is like football, basketball, and track.
If you could only pick one. If you were told today, Darius, you can only play one sport for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
It'd be football, because that's what I've been playing since I was like five.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's cool. Zion? Zion Woody?
Well, my favorite sports are basketball, football, and track.
Now, I've never seen you with a football in your hands, are you? And you like football?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool. Who else we got here? Honesty, what about you? In the mic.
Yes, sir. Kickball and volleyball.
Kickball and volleyball. So now, when you get to school, when you get to MG or, Bell Valley or wherever you're going, you think you'll try out for the volleyball team?
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me this. What's up with girls who are good in sports, but they decide to go out for cheerleading? I mean, what's the big pull? What's so enticing about cheerleading?
A lot of people think
I'm talking about somebody
really
at the table, Kayla.
A lot of people think that cheerleading really is a sport. I mean, I don't have
a sport.
Problem with it, but, you know, I don't think that jumping up and down and showing off little skirts is more of a sport that
right.
Everybody would want to watch besides a hormone-crazed boy. But.
Exactly. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the girls trying to get the attention of the boys.
Probably.
Okay. What about you, Samantha? What do you think? What's your take on that particular...
I've never... You're talking about the cheerleading thing?
About the cheerleading thing.
I don't know. I was never interested in cheerleading, so I can't answer that.
Okay. What do you think? Why do you think that girls don't? Why do you think girls leave basketball or volleyball? I mean, what? You being a girl, what do you think pulls them towards cheerleading? You think it's boys?
I believe that it is a lot about getting a male's attention because of their hormones.
Cause guys at school? Do you notice in school that guys look at the girls who play basketball?
I know I do.
That's Darius Douglas. He answered quick. JoJo, what about you? What do you play? I know you play. Everybody know you play football.
I play football, basketball, track, and baseball.
Football, basketball, track, and baseball. So, Darius already said he looks at the girls that play basketball. Do you all look at the girls that play basketball?
No, sir.
The girls that play basketball that I see usually are kind of tomboyish.
Not all of them.
Not all of them?
Not where I've been.
Okay.
The ones that I hang out with, though, the ones that I've seen, they're included in, like, one of the guys. So, I don't really see them going after, you know.
Yeah, when I was coming up, all of the girls who played basketball, you know, they walked as hard as us. And yeah.
Nah, that ain't where I've been. I don't know where y'all been.
Yeah, Darius, out of this whole table, is the only one that's had a different, had other experiences, or, you know, the opposite, the flip side experience out of that equation. What about, now, volleyball? You know, the cute girls always play volleyball. The only thing about volleyball, those girls always ended up with the huge thighs and legs.
Yeah.
that's the only thing. So maybe Leek and Kayla. Maybe they need to play a little volleyball. Okay, what else are we talking about? We were just basically talking about us playing sports, you all playing sports.
Yeah, and what sports we like.
Yeah. And what sports you like. Now, has anybody in here won a championship in your particular sport in school?
Yes, sir.
Y'all see bro Ryan in there raising his hand. Ryan Reed. Zion, have you won a championship?
Yes, sir.
You have what?
Basketball.
At MG. Kiara, have you won a championship in softball in school? Because you didn't play in high school, did you?
No, I didn't play. I pretty much like played outside of it. I played on teams, but just not officially going to state or anything like that.
Okay. What about you, Darius?
Nah, because every team I've been on suck.
What school you go to?
Bell Valley. Well, I'm going to East.
You're going to East. Yeah. What about who is that? Samantha. But you haven't played any sports in school, have you, Samantha?
No, I've never played any sports. But overall, I think basketball is a good sport.
Basketball is a good sport. Dior, do you play sports in school at all?
No.
Okay, you had to think about that. JoJo, have you won any championships?
No, sir.
Man, you've been playing football all this time, missing church, and you have not won a championship?
I've only been playing for 2 years.
No, you haven't. I came to a football game 3 years ago. Okay, Landon.
This is about to be
moving on. Moving on. Your mom invested all this money, and you haven't won yet. Landon, any championships?
Yes, sir.
How many?
One.
Two.
Two.
Wow. Okay. Honesty. Have you won any kickball championships?
No, sir.
No kickball championships. Honesty is still in Ellis, so you know in elementary school they don't have organized sports yet. So
everybody's a winner.
Right. Everybody's a winner. You play on the kickball field. You play on the outside. Anyway, that's Group Four. This is Levi 2 King. Once again, this is ending off. Hey, we got 3 minutes till Media Youth Camp is over. Anything anybody want to say that's in the room right now? Scream it out loud.
What's up?
This is Gateway Area B-Fact 2012 Media Youth Camp. Signing off. We love y'all. Bye.